Penguin Random House Audio presents Tom Clancy, Duty and Honor, by Grant Blackwood. Read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. Alexandria, Virginia. Jack Ryan Jr. would later wonder what exactly had saved his life that night. One thing was certain, it hadn't been skill. Maybe the heft of the bok choy had bought him a split second. Maybe the mud, but not skill. Dumb luck. Survival instinct. The supermercado was neither in his neighborhood nor near his frequent errand stops, but it did have the best selection of fruits and vegetables in Alexandria. So Ding Chavez had told him 8 months ago, but it had only recently, since his forced leave of absence from the campus, that he'd become a believer. Being unemployed had given him a lot to think about and plenty of time to broaden his horizons. The one frontier he'd so far refused to explore, despite his sister Sally's exhortations, was binge-watching girls on HBO. That was his Rubicon. No crossing the river for the Roman legions, no chick TV for Jack Ryan. Soon, though, he'd have to make a decision about his loose ends lifestyle. Another couple weeks, and his probation would be over. Jerry Hendley would want an answer. Was he coming back to the campus, or were they parting company permanently? And do what? Jack thought. He'd spent most of his adult life working at the campus, a.k.a. Hendley Associates, first as an analyst and then as an operations officer. A field spook. The off-the-books counter-terror organization had been created by his father, President Jack Ryan.